This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Thank your lucky stars. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
that
show.
That is a hit.
It is. Boy, those guys, they have a hit or two. Mm-hmm. Green Day. So this is a great way to start the day. I always feel like, okay, it's on. Now it's time. And now it is time. Now we will begin.
At my house this morning?
Yes. Oh, was Alicia there?
Don't even bring that name up. Would you do me a favor? Never mention her again.
You got it.
Thanks.
Sure.
I get up and I'm doing my thing. It's 3 a.m., whatever, right?
Yep.
What we do.
Yep.
And then I hear some noise upstairs. I'm like, uh-oh.
Who dat?
Yeah. So...
Can I escape?
No, well, trust me, mom was the one that wanted to escape. I shower and I go up there as I'm going to get dressed. And mom is, she's holding our youngest sort of half on the bed, half off. I guess she'd had a bad dream. And so she was like,
need a mommy.
You needed mom. Then the dog barfed.
Oh, God, isn't it great how they just throw that stuff in? Sometimes you're just dealing with everything.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, like, that too. Oh, yes. This is, what fresh hell is this?
The kid wakes up. There's mom in her skivvies trying to, comfort her. Now the dog barfs.
The dog was just like really upset about the bad dream.
No, the dog had, our oldest never puts anything away, ever.
Oh.
We're working. It's like our new hell is getting that kid without nagging or screaming at her to just put it away. Mm. In this case, it being the butter.
Oh.
She leaves it on the counter. The dog eats the butter. The dog barfed her whole dinner last night before she barfed in my kid's room this evening or this morning.
Mm.
Just barfing.
You'd think a dog could handle some butter. You know, you really would. I'm not.
It's a big thing.
Agreed. It just does seem like of all the things dogs eat, and I get it. I think they're really set up to yak easily. Like, we got to get rid of that. We have, that's.
Well, it's a short way, too. I mean, I guess it's short here. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, so she had barfed her dinner for me.
Oh, it's great. So
mom and
barfing.
Daughter were like, they were at the doctor's. They were late. Mm-hmm. So it was just me and Edie all night. And the dog had eaten that butter earlier. So I fed her dinner and then she walked over right by my feet and went, bleh.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great. So I.
Just by your feet though, not like on
no,
your feet.
No, 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 not on my feet.
Not
but
like
so
a gift.
There had been a previous one, but I thought she cleared herself out.
Yeah.
Then she did it again tonight or this morning. But there was Christina in her underwear cleaning up barf as I said, bye, honey. Have a good day.
I'm off to do my thing.
Oh, man.
Enjoy the life you've created for yourself. This.
Well, you know, we do make our beds, don't we?
We do. Yep. We definitely do that, you know?
And there's no shortage of warnings. This is a warning. You're listening now?
Yeah.
Here's another warning for you. If you don't want these kind of adventures at 3 a.m.,
be alone for the rest of your life with no pets, no people, no nothing. Pretty uplifting. What do you think?
Very uplifting.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
You feel like this is a good way to start the show?
Be all lonely.
I mean, Maddie's our new producer. He probably, you know, you have some notes for us on this.
I would say
this feels really real and good.
I have a 17-year-old dog, so things are coming out of all ends all the time.
Woo! You know, the nice thing about where Maddie's living, though, is that he's in a loft situation. So he's
can
got
you just hose the floor down?
Concrete
floor. Yeah, it's concrete floor. Yeah.
You actually can bring the hose in from outside?
Well, no. I have a mop in a bucket, but I mean, I don't need
hot.
To. Yeah, that's me, baby. Let me mop it up. She's a little bit, she can't walk very well. She's deaf. She can barely see.
Kelly Clarkson is her name, by the way.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
You're doing the right thing,
buddy. That's a good sized dog, too. That's not a, you know, a 17-year-old dog. That is an old dog.
She's and she shows every bit of it, but she's still good. She walks around a lot.
120-year-old dog.
Yeah. She's still good for a snuggle, you know?
Sweet little Kelly.
You're doing the right thing, buddy.
Thank you.
She was I remember when you got her as a puppy.
Yeah. I've had her since she was
it's bizarre,
a few
months
old.
We started her life together and we're going to end her life together.
That will be coming, I'm sure, in the next year or so.
Yeah.
She's on the no more vet trips plan if anything goes haywire.
One final vet trip.
It will be one final vet trip. It's very...
Well, in general, I would say that, you know, we love our life and it's all good and I love my kids, but the work that I just mentioned and the stuff... Like, just keep that in mind when you decide to do it, because you will be, you'll say, oh, it's fine.
Well, that won't be the way it goes for me.
And there you'll be at 3 in the morning. You'll be in your underwear cleaning up vomit from the dog and the kid. The kid runs down, by the way, the kid runs down to me as I'm going for the door. And she goes, hey, Dad. And I go, hey. And she's all, I had a bad dream and I woke up. And I said, okay, well, you know. We all have bad dreams. That happens. And she goes, oh, no. It was because my nightlight went out. And that's why I had a bad dream.
Wow.
And I was like, I truly thought to my... I didn't get involved with it, but I was like, oh, she has see-through eyelids too, Sarah.
Could be. Yep.
She knew her light went out.
Yeah. She was all, I need that light. I need to see the red film of my eyelids.
That is crazy, though. That she would know that.
She doesn't know that. That's made up. She's ridiculous.
But when she opened her eyes after a bad dream and it was dark in there, I was like, oh no! I don't know where I am.
Can't get out of this
hell. I'm in the abyss. And she realized,
I'm sure it's the 300th watching of Coraline that's doing it to her. But, you know, at this point, there's nothing to save her from.
Right.
She's decided it's for her.
Right. She likes it.
Yeah.
Creepy.
But I do consider your stories, a lot of stories I hear, birth control, you know, I'll fantasize about, like, it'd be nice to have a kid. And then I hear a good story like that. And I'm like,
we're doing our best, Maddie. I mean, we really,
I really like my life. I don't know.
I mean, this great kid, Alex, who was running the board during the pandemic and stuff. And man, we really did do everything we could to tell him, you know, look, yes, you'll love him. That's part of the problem. There you are. If we didn't love them so much, these kids.
Oh, God.
It'd be a lot easier problem. I know.
Jesus.
What to deal with it when we get up in the morning? Because none of us at 3 a.m. are at our best. I don't want any human interaction. You know, when I first get in the station and somebody wants to come up and start talking to me, I'm like, just give me a minute, man.
No. That's one of the things I like about you. Just like, hey, how you doing? All right. I'll let you know if I need anything.
And I will.
And I will definitely need some things. So prepare yourself. This is your final warning. Thank you. You know, if you're just joining us and maybe you're not a longtime listener, Maddie was on the show. Vinny and I have been doing the show since 97. Vinny took a very short break in the early 2000s. And during that time, Maddie came on board and was my producer for that show. And then, so 6+ years, 6.5 years. And then he went on to make a name for himself in the podcasting community. And now here we find ourselves in need of help. And who, what white knight rides in?
Well, thank you. I don't feel like a white knight every day, but.
Well, some days you're a little white knightier than other days.
Okay.
You know, aren't we all? Everybody has their bad days. So yeah. it's just in case you're wondering who Maddie is, Maddie is a part of the history of this show, the wonderful tapestry that we've woven over the years.
30 years. It's a lot of history, a lot of comings and goings.
It's really, I feel like I might be the luckiest person on earth. And it's, you know, if you're listening right now, thanks. This is, you know, I'm here because you're there. All of us. Just happy to be here. About the best job you could ever ask for.
This is the best part of the day.
Which part? The
4 hours.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually,
it starts sucking at the end of the day.
I thought you were talking about like the last 30. Because to me, I really enjoy this part of the day. Like when we get here and we say hello to each other. And like if anything went down, like this is the time.
Dog barfing stories. I got them.
Right. Oh my God. Listen, the dog barfing story aside, like this is the time. Like this is when we found out about, the lady whose name I don't say anymore on the show that you were, you know, she was in the bed and you were in the open door bathroom.
You can just let that story go. People, you know what?
Just saying, this is the time when we find out
these things.
Michael
did some polling and found that no one wants to hear about caca stories.
No.
Ever.
He was polling about that.
Yeah, he polled the world and they all said, yeah, no more bathroom stuff.
Well, they do like to do research in this building, which is, you know, it's valuable. It's good to know those things.
And besides, that story's been told to death. Oh, they also said, stop telling stories to death in the polling.
Oh, did they?
Especially about Vinny.
Wow, this seems like really specific research that they did.
Well,
You know.
I like this. We'll just, anytime I need you guys to do something, I'll just say, hey, they polled.
They polled.
Don't talk about music that's not on our playlist.
They did call out. And they know now.
Right.
What the people want, even if we don't. Anyway, I like this part of the show. I will say this. There were some podcast problems yesterday. Apparently, Odyssey has switched over to a new system. A lot of people were complaining about this yesterday. I don't know if you saw any texts, Vinny, but I got some texts. And I text Maddie. I'm like, hey, not to bother you. It could be user error, but this person can't find this one thing. And he's like, the tone of his text was so frazzled. Like that was Maddie's day yesterday, figuring this new thing out, talking to New York and or wherever headquarters is.
It got figured out. I did yesterday. I recorded a little spot at home and posted it to say, hey, podcast listeners, everything's fine. It'll be up in the morning. I came in early. I was here a little bit after 4 to make sure yesterday's podcast was up before the show started. So everybody, if you're looking for it, it's there.
Yep.
And it'll be fine from here on out. But, you know, it was just one of those things.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Sherry, who took me to the sound bath, she was the first one to alert me. She's like, well, I wanted to hear what you said about the sound bath.
Oh.
And then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what did I say about it? Can't really remember what I said about it. Like,
was I friendly and grateful and generous, or was I rude?
I was probably a little of both.
Nah, you were great.
You were great.
It was fun.
And it's up. It's up, Sherry.
Sherry, it's there.
You know, one of the things besides the family situation this morning that I got caught on, and I don't know if you read it. So Al Pacino, one of the world's great actors, is putting out a book.
Oh.
Did you see any of this morning?
No.
Okay.
When does it come out?
I don't know, but I actually, when I saw the you know, Al Pacino's written a book, I thought, I don't need to read that.
Mm.
Nah. And then I saw some blurbs this morning and started reading what was there. This is another one of those guys who had money rolling in and was broke. He's like, 16 cars, 23 cell phones, $400,000 in landscaping for a house he never went to. Like, the list of the crap this guy got himself in, you would think Al Pacino, made man for life.
His book's out today. It was out yesterday. It came out yesterday.
Oh, that's why we're seeing. Yeah. Okay, well, I saw this. I just
that
couldn't.
That would make sense because it's Sunny Boy. Tuesday.
I couldn't put down the article I was reading. I just had to finish it. He's like, here's Al Pacino saying, I was broke. completely broke.
You know, the estimate that they have here on several sources of what his net worth is now is about $120 million. However, this is one of the few that the first thing you see is it's really not known. The AI overview says his net worth is not publicly available. You talk about the children and the divorces and
that's part of it.
And part of what it is, I'm sure, what you're talking about, the things that he revealed in his book. Probably why he wrote the book.
It's just some cash. It's crazy to see. And I guess he goes to some kind of financial advisor with who he was seeing at the time. And this is, spoiler alert, if you want to read the book, maybe he's with seeing Diane Keaton at the time and she goes with him and they're in the office. And according to the book, she says, he's an idiot. You've got to help him.
Oh,
he's blowing through all his money because he's not paying any attention to where it's going.
And everybody, I'm sure he just goes, well, I've got tons of money and all these people have their hands out. Let me just put some money in those hands.
And then he got caught up with one of those accountants.
This was
earlier, but it was.
Oh, someone who was just like, all your money here. I'll take care. I'll make sure all your bills are paid. You won't have to ever worry about money again.
So when you say the 120, we're talking about Al Pacino, I guess his book's out now, but I was reading a blurb this morning and just couldn't stop. I was like, scandalous.
Let's see if you can find that. I love scandalous stuff.
Just
is he the one who just had the baby with that?
Yes.
Noor lady.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly. He talks about how he'd made many great art films, Godfather 1 and 2 and Scarface and these things that were critically acclaimed and also well received. But then there was a point where he went, I'm still broke. Mm. And he just started doing films. Kind of like De Niro was doing there, where
for a while there, it was like he said, I'm getting toward the end here. I'm going to just like fatten this bank account up as much as I can. It was when he started doing those analyze this, analyze that, meet the Fockers. There were so many, right? Well, isn't that his thing?
Yes. And Al Pacino ended up doing the same thing.
That was De Niro.
Yeah. De Niro was the meet the Fockers guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I just love saying that. It's such a dangerous word.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, when our boss said, you should come up with a name for your listeners. And I told him the name and he went, never mind.
Yeah.
And it had to do with OFOC and what that might sound like if you pluralized it.
Yeah. Just or if you just said it instead of an acronym, it was, you said it out loud.
Right.
You can probably sound that out yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need us.
How about if we call him then? He went, never mind. And he walked out and went, all right. Well, that's what it is.
Well, we could also go Heigl's, hope you get laid.
Yeah, but that's not nearly
as impactful. Yeah. No, you're right about that. All right. Well, there you go. We've bared our souls and I think our work here is done. Let's get out of here, shall we? KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. Be right back.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.